What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. Before I get to the hot exercise trend that everyone is trying to do, just a little quick update. We talked about the Cracker Barrel thing already. Mm-hmm. They crawfish back.
You think it was a crawfish? Because I asked you guys when I saw this. Did you think it was a PR stunt the whole time, or did they get out here, say with their chest, realize that people didn't like it and walk it back?
Now, I think it was a crawfish back, man. Me personally, if you would have told me this rebrand would have cost this much stir, mm-hmm. I would have been like, no, it's not, man. Yeah. It's Cracker Barrel, but apparently it was like a big deal. I think they probably said, you know what, I think they probably reading too much of the internet and all that stuff and felt they just keep it how it is.
I love a good conspiracy theory, but I'm with you.
Soft.
Yeah. But here's another update. Remember I used to get updates every single day about the inmates that broke out of that New Orleans?
How's that guy Derek doing out there?
Apparently
he's
still out there.
Wow.
He's still out there. He's been on the run for over 100 days. And
Derek?
So wait. wait, hold on.
He was the mastermind.
Did he break out after Yordan Alvarez was already on the IR?
I think Yordan was probably playing, right?
Yordan was still playing.
Was he in the lineup?
Because Yordan missed, it was 100 games.
100 games, yeah.
So we right around,
hundred days.
Wild.
Yeah, so the two prosecutors that helped convict him, mm-hmm. the reason why he was in jail for a long time, along with their families, had decided to skip the state, skip town.
Wow.
So they was kind of fearing for retaliation.
Retaliation from who?
From him. He's from
out.
The old boy.
He's out.
They like, he outside.
Why would he go back there? He's long gone.
Or he might want, they fearing he might want revenge on, I don't know.
But I'd be booking it, man. I'd be out of there.
Hey, they dip, man.
He over in Bali somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but that was just a quick little update on that. It's been a minute. I can't believe he's still out there, man.
I couldn't either. I thought he got caught.
And I wonder how the people who did get caught that's in jail right now, they probably thinking like, man, I should have just stuck with him, man.
He had it figured out.
So you could have drug him down?
No, I would have just, I'm lockstep with you. Whatever you say, doing, I'm down with it, man. Like, I ain't about to be picky. I ain't trying to get fresh and go back to the block and all that. Nah, man, I'm right with you, Mr. Mastermind. We ain't going back. All right, so it's a new, I wouldn't say new. This ain't new because I did this exercise before, but apparently, it's a hot exercise trend that's going on called running on all fours. Have you guys did this?
What, crawling is what we're talking about here?
I looked at it as bear crawling.
Yeah, so it's doing the bear feet crawls in the hands, like you did in football. You know,
yeah, yeah, when I didn't turn in my homework and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, bear crawl. So apparently the New York Post said the hottest new trend in fitness is running and jumping on all fours like animals. One person says a full body workout. I actually lost a lot of weight and started getting a six pack.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we was talking about the whole beer run, the beer mile run with the morning show and all that stuff. Would you guys be interested in this type of workout?
No, I did it enough way back in the day
in 79.
Yeah, when I played football, I learned quickly how much I hate it. It's really hard. You're not wrong about that. The New York Post is not wrong about that. It's really difficult to do, especially when you have to consistently do it. I actually saw this, I guess, on Twitter, wherever, and I thought it was like a joke. Like people are just, this is their workout now. They just go everywhere on all fours and jumping over fences and stuff and
yeah,
all that.
Now, it's tough. I was actually doing this, not this exact workout, but just bear crawling.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say it was a couple years ago when I was working out in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And my personal trainer was like, all right, I need you to do bear crawl. Man, I wanted to fight that dude.
No, that's the worst,
man.
That's the worst.
I was sitting there eventually crawling like a damn baby, trying to get back. Yeah, I was just going from this wall to that wall. Man, that stuff is almost cussed. That stuff is hard, man.
Yeah, I would definitely need a trainer. I'm not just deciding to do bear crawls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not going
to
happen.
No, I got to the point, I'm like, bro, why don't you do bear crawls? Why you just go? You just standing there.
You want me to do
watching
bear crawl?
Me do it. You do bear crawl. It. Yeah, you do it too. Then since you just throwing that out there.
Yeah, high school football definitely ruined bear crawls for me. That is a punishment. Period.
It was the worst.
That's it.
Yeah.
But that's the hot new trend. If you want that six pack, you better do some bear crawling and jumping on all fours like animals.
That's how Sean's gonna finish the mile crawling.
Wow! How did trash talk come into this? This was just the gauge of people's fitness, and now everybody's talking trash, and we're gonna actually end up running.
By the way, I got to bring this up. Me and Reggie was over by my desk after the show, mm-hmm. and as the drive was talking about this,
mm-hmm.
and I can't get this out my brain. How Ron sat there and said, hey, me and Patrick Creighton, if I get beat by Patrick Creighton, I'm quitting my job.
Why did he do that?
I'm like, why would you do that, man? He said, I ain't losing to Patrick Creighton.
What if he cramps up?
If I lose to Patrick Creighton, I'm quitting. I'm like, that's a strong take
Now they got a race.
It all got so aggressive so quickly.
I was kidding. It's fun. It's fun discussion. And I actually am not as confident as I've been saying because I just haven't. I mean, I used to run a lot, but I haven't run in a long time.
Nah. You know what I've thought about a lot in the last, mm-hmm. 20 hours, 24 hours or so? Is just, do I know how to pace a mile anymore?
Yeah.
Because when I'm running, I'm playing basketball. Like, I legitimately, mm-hmm. running for recreation does not get me where I live. Mm-hmm. And so if we got out there and did it, I feel confident that I can run. Yeah. I just don't remember how to pace a mile.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just glad y'all ain't bring my name up because there's no way in hell
you're not doing anything.
Nah, man, I'm already worried about my ankle. Yeah. My ankle been in pain, and then my knee.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm gonna be that one person to try to run full speed, tear my ACL.
That's the other thing. Even if I, you know, maybe let's say they wanted to do it in a couple of weeks. I did a little jogging, you know, got back into it a little bit just to kind of get the old muscle memory going. There's no guarantee I go out there and take 10 paces. And, drop like I was shot.
I low-key don't want y'all to do it, man. Because remember when the Texans did the little Olympics thing the media combine, which I think is a cool idea to a certain point.
Yeah.
But remember George from the Morning Bull, from George Lindsay?
Yeah.
Blew his whole ACL out. Blew his whole knee out.
He tore his ACL.
Yeah. I'm like, that's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
I
haven't ran like a real full speed on ground in a long time.
Yeah.
So I do not want that to happen, man. Right. I will be devastated.
Figgy, you made it seem like you haven't like actually done any running in years. Do you remember the last time you ran?
As far as like outside on the ground,
yeah. What were you running for?
Not like a sprint, like a full. I haven't sprint outside in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. I don't,
I've run a couple times down this hallway. I can't remember last red light.
I can't remember the last time I actually ran and hauled ass outside.
That's
like
that's how you know you haven't ran in so long. You don't even remember what you was running for.
Yeah.
I was running to make the segment.
I bet.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, so I'm going to take some. I know we got a lot of Star Wars fans and all that stuff, and I'm so glad May the 4th wasn't during the show. Mm-hmm. I think it landed on the weekend, so we ain't had to go through that. May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, all that.
All that stuff. And salute to the Star Wars fans. But apparently Joe Budden had a little hot take about Star Wars, and it kind of got a lot of people on the internet riled up because he says it's a little bit, he kind of called out the director. Who's the director for Star Wars? I forgot.
George Lucas?
Yes. So here is how this conversation went on this podcast called the Joe Budden Podcast.
Star Wars is the movie version of the Beatles.
No, the Beatles are good.
The first two were dope. Who directed them?
George Lucas.
We never heard from him again once Christopher Nolan. Once Christopher Nolan turned 18, I ain't heard a peep about George Lucas.
When?
Phantom of the Menace, all that shit that came out.
All right, give me some more. Phantom of the Opera, all right. Phantom of the Menace. What else he did?
Star Wars has a cult.
I need more than that.
It has a cult.
I need more than that. What else he did?
Indiana Jones.
Came up with Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones pretty big.
Yo, don't say his name again when I say Christopher Nolan. Do me a favor. When I say Christopher Nolan, don't mention George Lucas to me. If y'all saying, what did y'all say, Field of Dreams? When Christopher Nolan name come up, George Lucas can go sit down.
Okay. I've never heard any criticism in that manner of Star Wars. That's a creative way.
The guy is a monster, you know, media, member of the media. He could not be more wrong about that. George Lucas?
Yeah.
I mean, 50 years of directing?
I just, the idea that he ain't no Christopher Nolan is hilarious to me.
And oh, by the way, he said at the very beginning, he said, Star Wars can go bleep itself. I've never seen it. Well, okay, you lost me right there. You lost me when you say, I hate that. I've never seen it.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Although I do be doing that with Hoosiers. I don't need to see it to know. I'm good on it.
Yeah. I never heard nobody that strong about, I mean, I understand people say Star Wars suck and all that
you
stuff.
You don't have to like it.
But I got to respect the producer mm-hmm. or the creator. I got to respect that person for doing this for so long and creating the monster.
I mean, and
Nico Collins, who cares? Is he Randy Moss? Is he? Next time I talk about Randy Moss, don't bring up no Nico Collins.
That's right.
Yeah, nah. It was.
Hey, respect crazy. The guy's work, but man, he could not have been more wrong on that one.
Anybody listening to Joe Budden's about this?
Yeah.
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. So I was kind of entertained by something on the internet that been going on the last few days, I want to say. And I did not think this would be a thing. Cardi B in court. They actually had Cardi B and showing the video and everything of her on the stands because she is fighting a civil case in California. She's being accused of assault and battery by a security guard. And here is the story from ABC 7 in LA.
One of the things that Cardi B's fans seem to like most about the rapper is that she is always her quirky self. We saw some of that today on the witness stand. In one lighthearted moment, she laughed about wearing a short dark wig yesterday versus a long blonde one today.
Yesterday you had black hair, short hair. Today it's blonde and long. Which one is your real hair? Or are they both real?
They're wigs.
But the allegations she's defending herself against, well, they're serious, including assault and battery and false imprisonment.
Do you know what the word altercation means?
Like a conflict.
Like a fight, right?
It was like a verbal fight, but it didn't get physical at all.
When I'm talking to you now, are we having a verbal altercation?
We haven't, we'll see. Debate.
The Grammy winner facing a civil lawsuit brought on by this woman, security guard Amani Ellis, who claims Cardi B assaulted her at a Beverly Hills medical office in February of 2018.
Dude, she's out there being a fool.
Well, that was actually a great answer. We're having a debate. Yeah,
you got to watch the videos, yeah. Man. She just sitting there. Like, I thought it was fake.
Well, mm-hmm. She's being herself, and I think that's the wild thing. Sorry, I have actually, you know, looked into this a little bit. It seems like, and it's wild for me to compare, but in my brain, they're mm-hmm. kind of similar. Like, the ineptitude it feels like is happening from the prosecution. Their game plan is put her up there, and we're just going to make her look stupid.
Yeah, I think you're right.
In front of the jury. Mm-hmm. And then I guess they did not realize, hey, she's famous because she's pretty charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
And that is all. They asked her, ladies and gentlemen, your hair was black yesterday and now it's blonde today. Why is that? What the hell kind of question is that to ask on a stand?
Which one is it? Which one is
it? What the hell is happening here?
They're wigs.
I'm actually enjoying this a lot, man. I didn't really care for this, but I'm like, damn, I was watching a bunch of clips from this. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, you dig in.
Yeah, yeah. I did not expect to be enjoying this as much as I am now.
But you're right. Like, be careful, you know, trying to make her look dumb. I mean, that she's clever. Doesn't mean, you know, you can kind of bulldoze her, you know?
Completely not related, but I was looking into Jimmy Ward's grand jury.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a date that says August 31st reported at one point, which that would be Sunday. And yeah. I have a strong feeling that the court's not open on a Sunday.
No.
But I did also see somewhere else that grand jury is supposed to kind of speak to Jimmy Ward's case, or at least begin seeing his case at some point before the end of the month. So maybe by the end of the week.
Again, it is the end of the month.
The next few days, maybe we might possibly hear. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But that was my best quick research on Jimmy Ward and what's happening there and when we might hear some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Real quick, man, yeah. What are we going to do about this Powerball little pot we trying to do?
Are you actually going to make this happen?
I was thinking about it. Sean was interested in it. He hit me up and said, count me in. Is that 815 now?
$815 million. All right, just let me know.
Y'all got
yeah,
it.
Just I'll Venmo just you. Just us four. Or if Reggie don't want to do it, us three.
If you want to go get the tickets, just tell me. I'll Venmo you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Y'all got it.
I'm serious.
I know you are.
We're going to win, yeah, man.
You're going to have this show on your own. And then we win.
So I'll be all right. I'll be very happy for you.
No, you will not.
Yeah, I will. What, you don't think I could be happy for you?
Not in this case.
See, I feel like
it's going to be a hater happy.
They asked me to join on this ticket.
I feel like you're projecting how you would feel on me. I'll be all right.
Oh,
I'll be happy
boy.
For you.
Okay.
All right.
That don't even sound like a I.
I know.
I'll be all right.
See, here's the thing. I don't know how to make it seem like I would be all right to you because I would.
I'm cool. I'm fine.
I'm cool.
Anyways, that is Figgy's mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media. If you see something you believe is mixtape worthy. Coming up next, let's get ready to hand things over to the drive. I did want to get one more thing, circling back to what D'Amico said. He said something that was very interesting and tracked with a hypothesis that I had had about maybe the way that this 53-man roster was going. Does this make me right? We'll talk about it next.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.